Back here at Historic Farm Days on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. We had a few sprinkles earlier, but it's all sunny now as the activities continue. The field demonstrations are underway this afternoon. Of course, the big tractor pull coming up tonight at around 5 o'clock. And they had the tractor parade a while ago, and I spotted someone on there that looked very familiar with a black polo shirt on. It said RFD Radio Network. Why, it was DeLoss Yonke. Hi, DeLoss.
How you doing, Dave?
Good to see you. You look pretty good on that David Brown 980.
I was concerned. I did not want to kill it anywhere in the parade line, let alone right in front of the parade folks, but we were able to do a lap around the ground. So, yeah, it went well.
I can tell you the announcer was surprised when he saw the David Brown coming across in front of the track there and who was driving.
Well, especially since you were standing there. He's like, who's driving this thing? We had one. I don't know if it was the same number or not. I don't know if it was the same year. But I do remember having that tractor that you have. And part of it, I remember the gear shift. You know, you straddle the gear shift. It's between your legs down on the platform. And the throttle was always so sticky. I'm trying to think, now that I think about it, our throttle was on the right. Yours is on the left. So ours may be a different year. But I think I remember the throttle being on the right side. But, boy, you know, you just try to move it a little bit, and you gotta have some touch.
And that clutch is tight.
The clutch is tight. And, you know, it's not the same power steering that we're used to, but I think you still get the job done. You know, you could put a blade behind that and clear snow, or, you know, you could still get some things done with it. So,
and on the outside of the brake panel pad there, or the pedal, is the actual throttle there on the floor.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't know that.
Well, you could easily confuse it with the brake pedal, though, because it's right next to it.
Huh. Well, you know, it moved awfully well, and thankfully we had a really wide road to go down, so that wasn't a problem at all. But, yeah, that was nice to be able to be in a parade and have the tractor out there, too. So waved to a couple folks I knew along the way, so that was pretty nice.
Got stopped by a few people afterwards, said they listened to you. That's terrific.
Yeah, really appreciate that. And as you know, radio is very habitual, very loyal listeners, people that listen every day. You know, they start the day with you, or they have you on middle of the day, the evening. It's very much a form of habit, so always appreciated loyal listenership.
I know you've been to this show before and had a chance to see different parts of it. This organization that puts us on, the INI Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club, they're a great bunch of guys. They're all volunteers. I mean, the average age is probably 75. They do an awesome job with the organization of this event.
And continues to grow. You know, they acquire a little bit here, and they do it piece by piece, and it gets bigger and bigger. And you can tell it has quite a following. So next year will be 50 years, right? Mm-hmm. At least of the club, if I'm thinking right.
That's right.
So, you know, you see these signs of where people are from. Some are from Champaign, Vermilion County, and some of them are coming from 36, and some of them are coming from, well, we saw a lady from Greenville in Bond County. I saw one vehicle that had Peoria on it. People come from miles away, and you have to have an awfully good reputation for people, especially with these vehicles, to put them on a flatbed or whatever and bring them out here. You know, there are a lot of other places they can go during the year, so the fact that so many of them choose Pinfield, you know, really does say a lot.
Well, it has been regional, and this year we've talked to some folks from Pennsylvania. There's a couple of people here from Georgia, and a gentleman yesterday from Kentucky that's here at this show.
Wow. I remember seeing last year a guy from Michigan, mm-hmm. and especially when you feature a certain brand or certain company, I imagine that helps bring people, you know, word gets around and people start coming from miles around. But it is, you know, it's so well laid out. You know, it's and like you said, everybody's just, you know, welcoming, friendly, cordial, and cooperative.
Yep.
That's a huge thing. And, you know, Champaign's close, Danville's close, you know, and people might bring up a camper and enjoy that anyway. So there are a lot of, you know, logistically it's an easy place to get to. You know, I mean, there's U.S. Highway there, there's an interstate down there. We're on a state route.
Yep.
So, yeah, it really is great setting and always a good event.
Yeah, we're very pleased with it. Of course, this year it's Oliver, Cockshut, and White Series, along with the David Bradley collection. Next year it'll be J.I. Case. And a year or two from now, it'll be International Harvester and Farm Malls and all that again. So, yeah, we like to rotate those brands. Of course, they're all makes and models here, as you know. And the tractor pulls always bring out people. But you know what people really love, and especially the kids? You haven't seen the kiddie train. I'll have to show you that before you leave today. They love to see these field demonstrations. It's, as I like to say, it's keeping history alive, this club is.
It's interesting how this would have changed work on the farm. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, even with these implements, there was still a lot of work to do on the farm. You know, it's amazing how mechanized everything is now. But, you know, even, you know, you see some of these engines that are 100 years old, things that would have changed would have been on milk barn, or even, you know, even something like an auger to, you know, we, as a kid, well, not as a kid, when my dad was a teen, you know, they stored hay in the loft above the, on top of the barn.
Yep.
Well, there's only two ways to get it there, and one doesn't go well. So, you know, when they made that, whoever made that auger, we called it an elevator that got bales from the rack up to the hayloft. I mean, those are massive step changes that would have happened on the farm. And so it's good to remember, you know, where all that came from. You know,
and these guys will tell you they like this equipment because they can work on it.
There's no computer.
Yep.
You're not turning the meter on.
Yep.
when the person's leaving the dealership necessarily. I understand that that's how it has to work, but yes, you can, especially if you're mechanically and motor inclined, you can work on it. And that's probably why they have them, is just to tinker with them as it is. But if you really need it fixed, yeah. You can work on them. That's a big difference.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this afternoon. We're going to be doing some perusing the grounds here as the afternoon progresses. Park it right here for continuous coverage right through tomorrow afternoon on WITY. We are the official voice for Historic Farm Days. You can go to WITYradio.com, check out some of our videos that we've done. A lot of the interviews that we've been doing the last few days are being uploaded, so if you missed one on the radio, you can certainly hear it online. And again, check out those videos that we'll have there throughout the rest of today and tomorrow. Loss, thanks for coming over and being a part of our broadcast.
You're welcome. Good to see you again. Thank you so much.
Good to see you.